All right, here she is, Susan Schmidt from Westwood in Dallas. And she has got she's got her thoughts. All right, let's talk about the TPP here. I'm down with TPP.
You know me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
I guess I'm not down with TPP. I don't know what I'm down with anymore, but should we have been down with TPP? The president today signs an executive order that that instructs basically instructs the creation of a document that notifies the signatories or the attempted signatories of TPP that the United States will no longer be involved in.
Right, we're not going to play in that realm anymore.
Right.
So it's interesting that we have so much controversy over TPP because even before President Trump came to the office, TPP was a big topic of conversation with President Obama and what would happen in Congress, and it didn't have overwhelming support. So nothing has been enacted here. When we talk about TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, nothing has been enacted. This was all just a discussion, and it had very mixed reviews across different parties in Washington. So it wasn't clear that this was going to get passed anyway. So Trump's move in some ways was really more show than anything else. And it was a definitive move on his part to say, you know, we're not going to be part of these negotiations. I'm not interested in this. And he's also been talking about NAFTA today and reopening those negotiations, talking about trade agreements there. So it's interesting. The market didn't love this because now the market's focused on what does he really mean about trade? And this is backing everyone off.
Doesn't it create sort of a policy vacuum, though, when you're talking about those countries, China and others? If you're moving toward this at one point and now we're not sure what's happening, and I mean, with Mexico as well, it's sort of like it leads you to wonder what is the new definition? What is the new policy?
Exactly. And one of the things about the TPP that was in its favor was that it was going to keep us involved. And it's all of the countries. China was not one of the countries in that group in the TPP. So it was countries on the Pacific Rim, Mexico, Japan, Australia, Chile, all collectively about 40% of the global GDP. So a sizable amount, and importantly, growing economies. And so having a TPP, that was meant to get us into the conversation. If we pull out of that, there's a very good chance that China will then move in to fill the void and be that trading partner. And so in some ways, it's a mixed signal. Clearly, the TPP was not going to get, didn't look like it was going to get approved. And so it would have had to have been reworked anyway. But now we've left a big hole for another huge nation with a big economy, China, to get in and take advantage of maybe some favored trade arrangements that we might have benefited from.
Well, and this goes to the next question about, and Donald Trump met earlier today with business leaders and said, listen, he's very sincerely going to put into place some sort of border tax, whether it's a tariff or it's a trade tax. He doesn't really want to do a border adjusted border tax, which is where there's a conferred benefit to people who are exporting and then a punishment to those who are importing,
penalizes
the importers. But he wants to do just a straight up tariff. He said that to business leaders. Some of the business leaders who were involved in stuff like that were like, OK, well, we're going to take him at his word if he really means that. Now, this afternoon, he was meeting with labor leaders, which is very unusual for a Republican president to do. But he was meeting with these major labor leaders and he was like, look, I'm doing this for you. I'm going to make sure that you all get your jobs back here because you guys were very supportive to me. It is very much that Reagan-esque coalition. It's very interesting how he did it. But, you know, what does that mean?
Well, this is going to be a balancing act because trade barriers are generally not good because it slows down economy. And right now, growth in the world isn't happening here in the U.S. The big growth is in other countries, emerging markets, where we're seeing a middle class develop and they're moving towards, you know, better economies, better scale, and a healthier consumer, a consumer who actually wants to buy Western goods, wants to buy U.S. goods. And so we're moving our stance and moving away from open borders to protectionist policy. It's very unclear what is going to happen with this border tax, tariffs. Tariffs generally become an argument or really a just show me in a battle between two different countries. If I'm going to raise my tariffs on cars and you can't import your foreign cars into the U.S. without having to pay me 20%, then suddenly that counterparty, let's say it's Japan, is going to say, okay, well, you can't import any poultry, any grains, any agriculture. None of that can come here unless you pay me a 20% tax. So you get into a little bit of a grudge match when you start talking tariffs, and it can be dangerous. Yeah. And the market's looking at that and backing away from it right now, trying to figure out, what does this all mean? This is a big bet on positioning, and it's very consistent with what President Trump has said throughout his campaign. He's going to be tough on trade. He wants to be protectionist towards America. That's not the part the market's been responding to. The market's gone up on tax cuts, infrastructure, deregulation. The protectionist part and the confusion over the trade policy is why I think we're going to see the market just sort of stay steady and bounce around, not really going anywhere for the next couple weeks as we figure this out.
Let me, I have 30 seconds left, so very quickly this. He also signed an executive order that said that he basically took the teeth out of any kind of enforcement of the Affordable Care Act, of Obamacare. Is that going to create, do you think, any kind of chaos in the healthcare sector, on the markets at least?
Not yet. I think any chaos is already there in place as people are trying to position around that. And the markets are very tentative around healthcare right now. It's an unknown. It's been an unknown throughout, leading up to this election, throughout the election. It's been a talked about questionable area. And okay. So right now, we still don't have enough detail.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan Schmidt in Westwood, at Westwood in Dallas. That's
Thanks,
what I meant
Susan.
To say. All right.
Thank you.